Hello everyone, and welcome back to a second exciting episode of Discovering Swedish, once again brought to you by www.misi.se. This episode, it's episode 2, titled N and Ett and Nouns. Now, the N and Ett are actually the indefinite articles in Swedish, so they're the equivalents of the English Ö and N. Unfortunately, though, while English has clear rules for when you should use a or n, Swedish doesn't. So it's important to learn if a word, if a noun, takes the n or the ett. That's why we're including that in our vocabulary lists, which you will find in the accompanying PDF that you can download from www.misi.se. Now, today we have another great episode for us, and with us in the studio today we have
Gina.
And my name is Sarah.
And I'm Nils. Right, so we have an excellent dialogue.
Anna and Jose, which you met in the first episode, are at the station and they're waiting for their friend Johanna.
So without further ado, let's get into the dialogue.
Kommer Johanna snart?
Jag tror det. Sverige är alla punktiga.
Hon åker tåg. Tåget kanske för sina.
Och ja, kanske det. Sverige är tåget alltid för sina. Okay, now let's move into the Swedish slow version with the accompanying English translation.
Kommer Johanna snart?
Is Johanna coming soon?
Jag tror det. I Sverige är alla punktliga.
I think so. In Sweden, everyone is punctual.
Hon åker tåg. Tåget är kanske försenat.
She's taking the train. Maybe the train has been delayed.
Ja, kanske det. I Sverige är tåget alltid försenat.
Oh yes, maybe. In Sweden, the train is always delayed.
And there we had the end of the dialogue, so they're still waiting there. So, what did you think of today's dialogue?
I thought it was very true. The Swedish people are known for their punctuality.
Well, on the other hand, you know, if you're going by SJ, you always have to wait, or you wait for the late train.
Yeah, they're often very, very late. Now, I was thinking, when I was younger, I had a birthday party. And one of my guests was, I think, 10 minutes late. And what she said was, she's fashionably late. And she'd actually been taught that when you go to a party, you're supposed to be fashionably late. So, I guess, a few minutes late. What do you think about that? Have you?
Well, it depends on the situation, probably. So if you're going to a party, maybe the cool people always come a bit late.
Because they had another party to go to.
Right. I see where this is going. Okay, fair enough. Before we go on, I just want to mention one thing about this dialogue. We had, at one point, tåget är kanske försenat, right? Now, är is actually the Swedish equivalent of to be, right? And I just wanted to mention this because when you see it written, in written form, it's spelt är, är. But when you hear it in speech, it's often abbreviated to just är. Tåget är kanske försenat. So, är and är. Well, in speech it's the same thing, and you can choose how you want to pronounce it, because both are fine there. Now, that was it for the dialogue. Let's move on to the key vocabulary items for this episode. Right, so what's the first item?
So, the first one is snart.
Soon.
Tro.
To believe or think.
Åka.
To go or travel by, like to travel by train.
Punktlig.
Punctual.
Ett tåg.
Train.
Kanske.
Maybe.
Försenat.
Delayed.
I tid.
On time.
Alltid.
Always.
Alla.
Everyone.
En station.
Station.
En perrong.
platform,
and tågbiljett,
train ticket.
Right, so those were the key vocabulary items for this lesson. And notice how we included the information about the nouns. We said en station, for example, meaning that station takes the indefinite article en. And we said ett tåg, meaning that tåg takes the indefinite article ett. So it's always a good idea to memorize the nouns together with the indefinite article there. It's very important in Swedish. So let's move on to the key sentences for this episode. And the first one is...
Från vilken perrong avgår tåget?
From which platform does the train depart?
Är tåget försenat?
Has the train been delayed?
Tåget är i tid.
The train is on time.
The train is on time. Has that ever happened?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Can't you?
It does actually happen sometimes. I used to commute a lot and they were on time a lot. Right, but that sort of wraps it up for this time. Now remember, you can go to www.misty.se and there you'll find the PDF file with some great grammatical explanations there. We go quite in-depth on nouns and the definite, indefinite forms, plural forms, the genitive form and so on. So you can read that there. And we also have included some noun vocabulary lists there in case you're interested in that. So please do that. And there you can also find previous lessons and you will be able to find later lessons as well. Otherwise, we'll be back in 1 week, next Thursday, with another exciting episode of Discovering Swedish.
Hej då!